Did you guys get all that? Okay, good. One of the reasons we do things a little bit differently on Pentecost is to remind us of what is actually happening in a church service. I mean, if you're like me, you're drawn to liturgy. Liturgy is the official word of what we do in church, because there's something irresistibly holy in it. Hearing the gospel read in many different languages reminds us what holiness means to different people in different places who hear different languages. All over the world, no matter who we are, we come here to be renewed, refreshed, reminded of who we are, whose we are, and what our place is in God's creation. When we come to church, we bring our troubles and our joys, our passions and our hunger and our apathy. Sometimes we come because we seek God, and sometimes we come just because we've made a habit of it. But without fail, we leave feeling like we've touched and felt something that is beyond ourselves. A good liturgy makes you feel like you have experienced God, and there is nothing to replace that. So, but again, how does it actually happen? What are the mechanics that make us feel God in this way? Well, of course, there's the music, the beautiful building, and the holy intentions of God's people. But when it comes down to it, as we've just experienced, liturgy is about words. Words give voice to the troubles of the heart. Words enter your ears so that your soul may be fed. Saying words together, as we do here, creates solidarity and a sense of belonging. Words addressed to God are like a radio transmission sent out into space. And then, as if by magic, they return to us, sanctified and sanctifying. Jesus understood the power of words. When you think back to the gospel, there is no act of healing in which he doesn't speak, say something. When he argues with the scribes and the Pharisees, his arguments reveal God's truth. Jesus holds people to account for their words because he understands that they need healing, healing from their own resistance to telling the truth. The Gospel of John goes so far as to say that Jesus is the Word itself, the Word made flesh that comes to dwell among us. Today is the Feast of Pentecost. And if you haven't worn red, it's still okay. The Holy Spirit is still here, because this is the day when we commemorate that the Holy Spirit was given to those who believe. As we hear in the book of Acts, the Spirit descends from heaven as tongues of fire. And what does everyone do when they're lit on spiritual fire? Do they dance around, do crazy things? No. They speak, each in their own language. The words flow out of their mouths, testifying to God's glory. But it's not just about speaking. The miracle is only complete because everyone also understands. Even if you don't know your neighbor's language, you still understand what they are saying. Think about all of the things the Holy Spirit could have given to God's people, but chose not to. And the gift that was given was the gift of words, the power to speak and to understand. This is a large part of how God works in the world. And if we deny the power of words, the power to speak, and the power to understand, then we will never fully understand God and how God works. We feel this every time we come to church. We speak the prayers, and over time, we understand them in new and different ways. You offer a kind word to a stranger, and you both understand your common humanity. An uplifting speech can change your mood if not your entire perspective on the world. Words are powerful. Words stay with you, in you, and all the while God is working through them. This is the power of words. If God did not want us to have this power, then God would not have given us the power of speech. And Christians believe that the Holy Spirit gives us the authority to speak God's word and to understand God's word. And believe me, ours is a wordy faith. There's a whole big book full of words that takes a lifetime just to begin to understand. And when we come together, there are a lot of words involved. But all this is to remind you that your words are powerful. This morning, we welcome 5 young souls into the body of the faithful. James, Rio, Anderson, Kendrick, and Michael. None of them, as far as I know, has the power yet to speak. So the promises are made on their behalf. But even though they don't say these words themselves, they are still binding in heaven and on earth. When Jesus himself came up from the River Jordan after being baptized, there was a booming voice that said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus didn't have to say anything to get this affirmation of love. And neither do these 5 little children. But as with everything, the power of words has a dark side as well. Words can be used for God's purposes, to bind up broken souls, to deliver the message of peace and love that was Jesus' life and work. But they can also be used at cross purposes, to hurt others and to break down God's kingdom. Even these babies and toddlers understand the power of a scolding word. And the people in their lives are fully aware of how careful they have to be with what they say around these tender little ears. We adults like to pretend that we are less sensitive to words than children are, but I think that a lot of the time, we're fooling ourselves. So we find ourselves in this current era in our society of conflict and strife, much of it due simply to words. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit gave everyone the power to speak and to understand every language. But that was more than 2,000 years ago. On Pentecost 2024, we can barely exercise the discipline to speak and understand God's word, even when everyone's speaking English. And let me be clear, I'm not just talking here about being decent and polite and civil in our common speech. And of course, that's a part of it. But it's pretty obvious that just being polite to one another isn't going to heal the rift that we are enduring today. The issue is that those who understand the power of language are actively choosing to use that power, not for good, but for bad. To hurt, to bully, to manipulate, and to lie. This wrong use of language is being normalized in society. And once it becomes normal to use words for the bad, it's pretty difficult to claim them back for the good. It's difficult, but not impossible. The Pentecost story awakens us to the reality of the power of the words that God has given you to say. There were some pretty nasty words out there in Jesus' time as well, but the Holy Spirit managed to break through nonetheless, and she can break through today too. So what does Pentecost have to teach us today about words? What good word can you take from this morning out into the world? First and foremost, never doubt the power of your words. Never. Pentecost is a reminder that your words can heal, encourage, make peace, and spread love, all to the glory of God. And you already know how to do these things. Words said in the Spirit are always more powerful than words that do not come from God. This is a fundamental part of our faith. If you feel misunderstood when you are speaking God's truth, it just means that those hearing you don't have the Spirit themselves. And that's okay. Maybe one day the Spirit will come to them too. Keep using your words for good, no matter what. Pentecost also means that when your words leave your mouth, the Spirit takes over. The Holy Spirit has proven that she does not desire the status quo. Instead, she is constantly moving, breathing, changing things, renewing them, giving us new ways of seeing and hearing and understanding. She loves to shake things up. So if you're speaking out about the truth, the Spirit will take those words and amplify them. And in the process, they will do more with your words than you could ever do yourself. So in the face of injustice and darkness, your words will matter because they will be born by the Spirit of God. Of course, there are many more words that could be shared about Pentecost, but I can tell that those being baptized have some plans of their own. They are getting ready to offer words to the world in their own time. Because of that, friends, think this morning, today, about how the words that you speak in this time and the way that you try to understand what you hear will impact them. Your words have lasting power. What will they do to shape the world? Pentecost teaches us that words spoken in the power of God can change the world. So let us believe and use our words to God's glory as well. Amen.